T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. 97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, so the Commerce Department just released some PCE core inflation numbers today that apparently the market's been keeping a close eye on here. It looks like it's up 2.8%, and that's about what was expected for inflation year over year. I don't know what it's going to do to the market. Fortunately for us, we happen to have David Dustin on the phone right now, who's with the MoneyWorks Group and host of the MoneyWorks Show, and he's a certified financial fiduciary. David, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
Yes, sir. Any thoughts on these inflation numbers that came out just a few minutes ago?
You know, it means that we still have some inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's probably slowing down right now versus last year and year before. But nonetheless, you know, there's retirees that, you know, need that money every month to make ends meet, and prices are still rising a little bit here and there. We'll see how things pan out this year.
So I don't know. I don't necessarily understand it completely, although I did go through the Series 7 licensing and all that a few years ago. But it strikes me that what they've tried to do with the Fed is raise interest rates repeatedly to stem inflation. Now inflation seems to be creeping back up just about the time they're talking about cutting interest rates. Any thoughts on that?
You know, if you look at the U.S. National debt clock, you can check that out. If you have a Social Security number and you live in the United States, you probably owe somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000 to $250,000 right now in terms of the national debt. And that number keeps going up, 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 up. So, you know, I just don't see where the Fed can lower numbers, lower interest rates this year and keep them low. I mean, that's going to come up out of the woodwork again, as long as we still have inflation. You know, you got to, for every action, there's a reaction. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have an action, it's going to keep doing. So, you know, they got to go the other direction and keep them higher eventually, or it's just going to be really rough.
David, this is Kim. I know there's been talks of needing to potentially, you know, raise the retirement age with Social Security and things like that. It sounds like people are just deciding to do that on their own just out of necessity because of inflation right now, just the rising costs that we see at say, the grocery store.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients and, you know, friends in the business, and we talk, and a lot of people that do retire, you know, it's fortunately for them, it's a work optional retirement. You know, they've got the money to retire, the funds are there, they've got their Social Security, they've got, you know, their guaranteed retirement. Hopefully you've got guaranteed retirement income in the mix, but you know, if you don't, it's not so optional, and it's a work required retirement for a lot of people.
So,
and having to work and make ends meet is very real for a lot of retirees that are living longer and longer and longer.
Maybe there are people out there who don't know this, but I just happened to have this conversation with somebody the other day who's retired. He's not to full. He retired at 62 or 63, started taking Social Security. He had an offer to go back to work, but it was enough money that he'd have had to pay back like $20,000 to Social Security because he retired early. I don't think a lot of people realize that you have a cap on what you're allowed to earn until you hit full retirement age. Seems to me like that would be a great policy for the federal government to do away with. I mean, once you start taking Social Security, that's pretty much the amount you're going to get unless you get a cost of living increase. But why would you penalize people for going back to work?
Yeah, you know, that's you're hitting on a nerve right there. You know, there's a lot of people that need they are retired or whatever you, and they've got this Social Security income that they paid into.
Right.
I mean, they didn't have a choice. They paid into it. That money was taken out of their checks and over the years. So they paid into a system that annuitizes a future income for themselves through Social Security. And what's happening is, you know, you're right. If they go out and earn too much, you know, they get told to chase the American dream, even in retirement, and you start chasing it, and here they are nipping at your heels right away, wanting to take money back.
Yeah,
we all know
it's not good, not cool. If you ask me,
we all know inflation is rough. But I've seen surveys. In fact, one of them came out at the end of last year that said, in 2022, almost half of American households had no savings and retirement accounts. So I have to wonder if some of the problem is that people are not saving like they should.
Absolutely. People have not been saving like they should for years. And we're such a instant gratification society when we buy. You know, there's people that go out and buy a new car just because the tires wore out on the first.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of crazy. Now, to me, that I got 185,000 miles on a car that's 15 years old. I don't need a new one. I'd love the car, you know, but gets me point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, that's a great lesson for your clients too, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, just don't go out and buy that Porsche just yet. Just put it off.
Dave Ramsey would approve of that.
Yeah.
Approve of what you're doing, not going out and buying the Porsche.
That's very true. So my perception is that baby boomers, who are the bulk of those retiring right now, were probably better savers than these coming generations. And that does not trend well. If you look down the road, if the people that are in their 30s right now are not saving any money and they're only dependent on Social Security, it's scheduled to run out of money in 10 years. What are they going to do?
Well, you know, who knows what they're going to do. But what is happening is the younger generation is, and we've probably discussed this before recently, the sandwich generation, where we're taking care of our kids. I got a couple of great kids, and I still have my in-laws that we're taking care of. So we feel the squeeze of having to pay to take care of the parent and the children at the same time. And recently there was an article that came out just a few weeks ago about how kids, whether the kids 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 years of age, living at home with mom and dad. Now, I know the teenagers, they need to hang out for a while. But when you've got someone that's a child that's 40 living with you and you're paying some of their expenses because they're not able to be productive enough to take care of themselves at the expense of your future retirement for yourself, there's a reason that when you get on the airplane, they say get the mask on first and then take care of the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a great point. They tell you that every time you crawl on an airplane, and people don't apply it to other places in their life, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
you help yourself, or you won't be able to help anybody else.
Yeah. Where can people hear your Money Work show?
We're on here in the Dallas area.
Okay.
We love sharing our strategies and our thoughts, and I speak a lot about financial planning and estate planning and taxation and retirement. Just a really great show that I love. If you'd like to check us out at moneyworksgroup.com, that's moneyworksgroup.com. We're happy to talk to anyone and see how we can help. And usually we don't even charge for what we do. So it's great living.
David, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. David Dustin, a lot of common sense. She's right. Take care of your mask first when it drops on the airplane because the door flew off, and then put it on your children's face.
Have you ever seen the movie Failure to Launch?
I don't think
with
so.
Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker.
I don't think I did.
They basically get her to come in and be his girlfriend because the parents are sick and tired of supporting their adult son who won't move out. support himself. And I bet a lot of parents are feeling the same way.
Yep, I could see that for sure. All right, still ahead, we got some ELO tickets to give away. We are going to talk to Alexis McAdams. We tried to get her because of the problem that could be coming to St. Louis soon. And that is the crunch they're having up there with all of the illegals that are populating Chicago right now. You won't believe the amount of money they're giving away. Your money, tax dollar money, taxpayer money. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Mark Cox on St. Louis's home for conservative talk. Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.